Okay, Pierre Yves Chibon will be talking about French Fedora community and how they interact with upstream French communities. I presume that's translator communities and stuff like that, right?
It's going to be mostly about what is the French-speaking community, right, or a group, what is the structure, or right, what we do.
You will see on the schedule that there's a different name on there. That's because this person could not make it, but they were supposed to do it with three people, and so yeah, we'll be holding the talk. So everybody, please welcome Pierre-Yves Chibon.
Thank you. Thanks for the introduction. So the idea of the talk is a bit of actually an open floor question, so I will give you a quick presentation of what is a French-speaking community, what we do, what is the structure, how we are, where we are. And after that, I think it's simplest, if you have questions, and keep the floor open and just make a question-answer part. So quickly, as introduced, my name is Pierre-Yves Chibon. I also known under the nickname of Pingu. I am a Fedora ambassador, I am also a packager, and eventually I'm also the vice president of the French-speaking non-profit organizations that we have. So quickly, the achievements, so what is Fedora FR? The statistics, the organizations we have, the actions, events, and some of the people which are part of our team, and then question answer time. Achievements. Well, the French-speaking community is grouped over actually five places. Well, the most important ones is actually the website, which is the fedora-fr.org, which regroup a forum, documentations, which is on the wiki, and we have our own French planet, and we have our own non-profit organizations. So quickly, the community involves 36 people, which are have the title of ambassadors, but you have to know that, of course, not all the French people which are involved in the project have the title of ambassadors, so we also have packagers, we also have people which are translators, and also people which are sysadmin on the project. So we have a bunch of people which are actually involved in different parts of the project. On the ambassador part, we also have two mentors, because the Fedora project changed a few times ago on the entrance on the ambassador project. So now, to become an ambassador, you have to have a mentor, which is tracking you, helping you to enter into the project, that is making sure that you're actually getting involved in the project, so that you, in a way, deserve your title, but also that he's there to help you to not get lost in, what do you want to do, what would you like to do, what you would like to be involved in, and so help you to find the right information, point you to the right people when you need help. The Fedora FR website, so here we have some statistics on the number of visits we have had over the last 2 years. 2007, we had about 3 million entries. 2008, we had 3.6 million entries. And 2009, we are reaching the 4.5 million entries. So that's a pretty popular website, I would say. We have about, we are coming closer and closer to the 20,000 users registered to the forum. Yeah, of course, then you have to take into account the ones which are actively present and posting and helping on a daily basis from the one who comes when they have problems. But there's still a fair amount of people who are actually have been able to either help or find help in this website. As you see, we have about 43,000 subjects open, and a number of answers which is reaching the 382,000. Pretty nice. In total, we have the documentation. We include 62 people in there. The documentation is as broad as how to report a bug on the Bugzilla, or how to configure SSH correctly, on how to install Apache, MySQL, PHP. We have SO Linux. We have Wi-Fi documentation, which is rather broad, how to install the NVIDIA Pilot, MP3 Flash. This we can do because the Fedora FR is actually not part of the Fedora project. So the I shouldn't say it that way. We are supporting Fedora, but Fedora FR is not an entity of the Fedora project. So we are able to help users to install proprietary softwares because they want to. It's still not the goal of Fedora to go to proprietary software, but if the user asks for, we have the opportunity to answer the questions and to actually guide them to the correct documentation. And so these 60 people actually managed to produce a total of 280 pages of documentations. It's all in French. We're sorry about that. There is always Google Translate, of course. But I think, yeah, it's well known. It's quite well known. It's quite French. French people like to find information in French. So it's also a really nice resource for all the French speaking community. And we still have the planet, and we have 32 people at the moment which are registered on the planet. Some of them are also registered on the Fedora planet, the planet.fedoraproject.org. Some are not. Some post in French, some post in English, some post in both. Most of the people which are registered to the planet, to the French planet, post in French. And so, yeah. So already 3 years ago that the French non-profit organization has been created. The idea is, of course, to promote Fedora and on the French community and on the French events. Yeah, that's what is helping us to be here today. It's also the idea to unify all the French-speaking people, users of Fedora. You have to know that it's about that year that we changed from fedora-france.org to fedora-fr.org, because the idea is not to have a French forum which is reserved for French people in France. The idea is to have a French-speaking community which is worldwide, where you can have as well Canadian or French or Belgians, Luxembourg, or people from Morocco and North Africa. So the legal entity, yeah, as I was saying, the Fedora, yeah, the change name has been actually from 2006, and the NPO is from 2007. The actual board is composed of Armel Kermovan, who was supposed to do the talk today, but for personal reason, he's not here. The vice president, myself, Thomas Cagnon, Mr. Tom, he's been involved in the project for quite a long time. He has been leading the translations in French in the Fedora project for a while. And then we have Carlos Vassalo, Maxime Caron, Mathieu Bridon, and at the moment, yeah, the members are French-speaking people. We are open to everyone. Just subscribe. It's the website is asso.fedora-fr.org. There is a small fee at the entrance, which is here to help us to gather money to help us to go to events or to produce swags, t-shirts. Polos, bags, and we have at the moment 32 members. In total, we have had more, but some left, some arrived. So we are about the equal numbers of people at the moment for some years. So what we have done, because we are a group, we created the NPO. It's to do some things, and what we did with that is we created the laptop stickers powered by Fedora. We have had them for a while available on the website. So basically the idea was we produced them in a large amount. People could order them via the forum, send the money, and was receiving the stickers by mail. We have opened an online store. I'm not connected on the Wi-Fi, so I can't show you. But on the store you can find t-shirts, polo, cap, hat, cup, and we have had the first design of the logo. We have made a renew of the design, so they are now all products with different design. Well, all these products with different designs, and we have updated to the latest four foundations logo. So the first friends features and first friends features. And freedom, of course. So the logo with should look like a clover with four leaves. We have made a number of goodies. We have made pens. We have made USB sticks with a Fedora logo on it, and you can get a live USB with it. So we have a number of events where you can come and buy the sticks, or just bring your own stick and leave with a live USB. We have made a PDF of our documentation so that you can use it offline. Pretty nice. And we also have a number of cooperations with Linux Magazine in French, and we are publishing in them when people have time to submit, but that's happened quite regularly. The events we are mostly involved in are Linux Solution. It's the biggest Linux event, free and open source software events in France. It's in Paris. It's last over 3 days, and it brings together about 10,000 people. Then we have the Fedora Days. It's nowadays we run them over 2 days, so it's a full weekend. It's right after Fedora release normally. And we have install parties, so you can bring your computer and get a Fedora on it. You have presentations, you have workshop, and we also have. You can also find our swags there, goodies. You can also get the live USBs. Those are twice a year. It's in Paris, and everybody is welcome, of course. Then we have also a more local install party. We have in Nantes, also in the south, in Montpellier. And then we're also invited to local events like the 24 Hours of Computing, which is in Maubeuge. We go to the RMLL, which is the World Days meeting of for free and open source software. They were in Nantes last year. They will be in Bordeaux next year, so we will be there. We have a number of group of people gathering around every once in a while. We have a group of people in Lyon who is meeting about almost every week, and just a group of users from Fedora gathering, getting dinner together, getting a drink together, just having time, discussing, having fun. It's nice. We also have a similar one in Paris, also it's a bit less active at the moment. And of course, one of our major events is the FOSDEM. Here we are today. And so, to introduce you a bit on the people from the community, there are some names you might know. Shitless Gura, which has been created the Fedora Electronic Lab. He was part of us some time ago, actually. We have a number of RPM packagers. We have our dear friend Xavier Lamien sitting on the back over there, who is running RPM Fusion. We have Nicolas Chauvet sitting in front, who is, for example, taking care of the... Blender, but you also have the NVIDIA drivers. And he is the guy who wrote most of the documentation about Wi-Fi, which is on our website. So if you get any question about Wi-Fi, see him. He knows. We have Romy Collet, which you probably know about. He has its own repository, and he's providing, for example, Firefox 3.6 on Fedora 11 and 12. And he's also maintaining a number of PSP packages for older version of Fedora. So if you have old Fedora and you still want to get the latest PHP, this is the repo you need to have. And we also have, for example, Joan Schwiklansky, who is former part of the board of the association and who is one of our mini packagers. He's developer of Galette, which is our user managing tool that we use in our NPO. And then we have a number of people from Translation. We have Pablo Martin Gomez, which is sitting in the middle here, and who has now taken the lead on the French Translation team. So he's taken the lead from Thomas Cagnot, but Thomas is still around. And from now, we'll be very happy to take any question you have regarding what we're doing, who we are, where we are, if I didn't answer them already. No. We support Fedora on for the French users. That means that you're referring to the fact that I mentioned that we have documentation on how to report a bug on Bugzilla. Or
I don't understand how you manage the fact that there is two Bugzilla.
No. There is not two Bugzilla.
What is your relation with Bugzilla, so?
When users arrive on the forum and have a question which we can't reproduce or seems very like a bug, we tell them bugzilla.reddit.com, there is the place where you should report your problems and try to get it fixed in the by the package or by the developers. And what we have on the documentation is, if it's the first time you report a bug, if you have never used Bugzilla before, then you have an how-to which clearly explains with print screen, well, basically this is how to report a bug on Fedora. So you have to click on open a new bug and then Fedora, and then select the product Fedora, and then here you enter the name of the components that you have problem with. If you don't know, then you can enter directly Fedora and it's assigned to the distribution and it will be reassigned afterwards. And here is how you build your report. What are the steps to reproduce it, and what are the useful information you should give, and just helping people to make the step, which is from I'm using a tool which doesn't work to I'm using a tool which doesn't work, but I am willing to make it work. I'm willing to give the information. I cannot fix it myself, but I'm willing to give the information to the developer so that the developer can fix it.
If I understand, you translate from the forum to the Bugzilla, to the real Bugzilla,
We don't do the work for the people who has the problem.
But the French people cannot submit in French in the real Bugzilla.
I didn't say French people don't speak English. I say they don't like. They don't like to speak English. That's something different.
Simple.
No, they do, and you always have Google Translate. And if it's really a big problem, I'm really willing to take someone by the hand and help him to build the bug report. And well, this is what, based on what you tell me, this is what you should write on. And when I do that, I'm always adding myself as a CC on the bug. And if I can make clear to the developer what the reporter meant, I'm just going to do it. I have been doing that a couple of times already, when people are reporting a bug and it's the first time and I feel that they are not so confident, they don't know exactly what they want. But I have had interaction with the guy before and I know more or less what is the problem, or at least the way to describe it in the way that the packager or the developer would like to see it. Then I just add myself on CC and try to help both sides. So it's, you know, the idea is not to do, I do not do the work for someone who reports a problem. That's the contrary. We try to push them to get involved at the lowest level, which is bug report. But it's just huge step. It's the first one. It's the first one. And you start here and then you learn something else. And then it's the first step. But it's not necessarily the one you think when you just arrive in a Linux distribution. Any other question? Just feel free, shout. No? I have been that clear? I can't believe it. Yeah.
Other question? Oh, sorry.
Well, thank you.